Blog Talk Radio.
Another Tuesday of rehab. Ah, boy. It's been a long day. It's been a real long day. Yeah. Welcome to rehab. If you've never listened to rehab, your first time listening to rehab, this is your time to relax. I just want to let you know that because I'm relaxing right now. It's my first rehab just laying on the ground, just purely laying on the ground because been one of those days, you know. It's been a real long day. So if you won't relax with me, I'll relax for you. And this is your time to relax. Welcome to May 1st, 2018. You made it to another month. You should be excited about that. Before we continue with rehab, just want to let you know we got very slight rules to rehab. And the rules go as such: no judgment, no negativity, no nasty attitudes, nasty judgmental behavior, no salt, no shade, no none of that in rehab. We are about peace. We're about obtaining peace. We're about learning more about peace, because with peace you can live your life freely. But yeah, like I said, you know, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. Please forgive me. How are you doing? How was your day? How was your weekend? Your weekend was okay? It was all right. Good. Cool. Well, you know, me personally, I just said it. Long day. Basically feel like I spent most of my day in the car, you know. You work 8 hours. And then you drive all the time, and it's just like, now it's 11 o'clock on the East Coast, so man, where does all the time go? So it's like one of those situations where I had to take care of some personal business, and it wasn't a positive thing. Like, yeah, I'm fine, personally, I'm fine, you know, nobody's hurt, nobody's harmed, nothing like that, but it's just, life just likes to give you limits from time to time. You know what I mean? Like, and the saying is, life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And I try to make lemonade, but if your lemons are dried out, it's almost like, what's the point? Why even try to make lemonade with lemons? Well, I'm just throw the lemons in the trash. I really don't know what I'm saying, what I mean, like, just throw the lemons in the trash. What I'm basically saying to you is you can either go make lemonade or throw the lemons in the trash or say screw it all. Because I did an episode a while ago on failure and how failure is all in your head. You know, failure is what people tell you and what you perceive that to be. Like, if you take a test and fail the test, that is what you would call failure. But if you don't pay a bill, or if you're backed up on child support, or you don't get a project done before class and then you fail it, or you don't get a project done at work, or one of your clients is mad at you, these are all examples of failure, right? But what do you do in the face of adversity? I don't even know if I pronounced that right. Point is, when difficulties come, when pressure comes, when lemons are in your face, you know how tart lemons are, so you eat a lemon, you eat on a lemon, and your face all curled up. What do you do at that point? Do you just fold up the tent and call it a day and quit? Do you take an adversary, I can't pronounce anything right now. Do you take adversity? There you go. That's the word I was looking for. And go head on at it and say, I can accomplish this. I can do this. Nothing can stop me. And even if there's something there to stop me, I will do everything in my power to get over it. So that's the question of the week. When you get lemons, when you run into difficulties, when you have problems, when things aren't going your way, when nothing seems to be going in your court, the ball not dropping in the hoop, the puck ain't going into the net, you can't score a touchdown, you can't even get a first down. What do you do when those things happen in life? So I've let you think about that for a little while, and I'll be right back. Making lemonade, right? And out of lemons, or taking whatever you're given. Like if you go in your refrigerator and there ain't much in your refrigerator and you just start pulling stuff out and making something out of it, or do you look at your refrigerator and go, nope, I'm going to get some fast food. I quit. I'm not doing it. So when I think of adversity, and my, you know, what I've dealt with in my life, I've dealt with it. So it just depends on the levels. Cause I like to, I'm not trying to sit here and tell you how to live. We're trying to work this peace thing out that we have together. We're trying to work it together. So it's not just me barking directions and telling you how it should be. It's me suggesting things, right? And then explaining it from my point of view and from what I've dealt with so far. Because we all have things we dealt with and we continue to deal with as we grow older, as we become better people. Well, that's the point of it all, right? You always want to be a better person. And that's what the goal is, I assume. Unless you aspire to be the villain with your hands folded, like, excellent. Or the evil villain laughs at the end of the game, go, ha, ha, ha. If you're one of those people, then fine, you know. You don't want to be a good person. And that's cool. I understand that because with good, there's evil. With up, there's down, left. Yeah, anyway, back to the point. So when I run into issues in my life, when I was younger, you know, I just would curl up. Now, you couldn't find me. When I had a bad grade, this is exactly how it used to go for me. School would be fine. I never liked school, but it would be fine because there's people there. You have a good time. Mess around with your friends. So I would do my work, right? And then I would run into a project that I had no clue on. And instead of going to a teacher or finding out a way or asking for help or asking one of my friends to help, I was too afraid to look stupid. So I would just curl up, basically. I would just ignore that assignment until the E came in. That's when they gave E's. I don't even think they give E's anymore. I think it's just D and F's now. But, yeah, I would just take an E or take a C minus or D, do a terrible job instead of asking for help. So that's when I was younger. And then I got older and that kind of rolled over. And then I started realizing, like, it's not as bad as you think it is, as long as you face it head on. Because if I would have faced those assignments head on when I was a child, I would have got a C plus, B minus out of it, maybe, you know, because I would at least tried. And that's the thing. When life gives you lemons, try to make lemonade. Don't go throw the lemons out and say they ain't no good. Or just say, I can't do this, or it's impossible to do that. It's not impossible to do anything until you try it. And if you try it and you quote unquote fail, then you just try something else. Whenever you run into difficulties, whenever you run into issues, whenever you run into problems, whenever you want to accomplish something, make lemonade. I mean, everything is lemonade. I mean, it's really like, oh, you're positive, Pete. It's not like that. My father got cancer. My kids got this. I got that. We all got problems. Everybody you walk past, everybody you know, everybody you meet has issues. It's all about how you take it and what you're going to do with it. That's all. It's all about your mental standpoint on it. If I, Lord, please, Lord, don't let this happen to me tomorrow. But if I was to have cancer tomorrow, this is exactly the chain of events that will happen with me. I'll wake up, find out. I don't know how it fucks. Okay, let me not try to sound so crazy in this. Point is, I wake up eventually, some way, somehow, later on this month, I find out I have it. I'll be upset. I'll be ready to break everything in the world. And then there's going to be a point where I'm like, wait a minute. I'm still here. Maybe they say I got 2 months left. Those are going to be the two best months of my life. I'm going to make lemonade every day. You tell me I have 2 months to live. Yeah, I'm supposed to be upset. And I'm probably going to be somewhere back in my head like, why me? But forget that why me thinking. Think about, well, I got 2 months. I might not have that much strength, but I'm going to do as much as I can. And that's what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to get over is that whatever you're going through, whatever problems you run into, whatever lemons that are in the way, just try to make the best out of it. Whether you fail, whether you succeed, whether you go broke, you just get back up. You fall and fall and fall and fall. You get back up and get back up and get back up and get back up. It's very easier said than done, but that's basically what it boils down to. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. Don't let anybody discourage you. Don't let anybody get in the way. Just keep going. It's that simple. But like I said, it's easier said than done. But what does this have to do with peace? Oh, I'm glad you asked me that because, you know, it always ties back up to peace. What happens is when you know you can find a positive way of looking at lemons, life giving you problems, bills, issues, relationship issues, employment issues, or job issues. You take everything, like I can use particular examples and tell you how to turn it, but you're a grown man and women. You know how it is. You have a friend that talks about you all the time. Don't need to be around that friend. You have somebody at your job getting on your last nerves, smile at them. Somebody caught you off, cut you off in traffic, smile at them too. Bills are stacking up, laugh it off. Because whether you can pay them or not, they're still going to be there. So find something, that's what the whole fun time was about. When I said I had go have fun time, well, go make every lemon situation into lemonade, and then you can be at peace no matter what goes on. And once you get peace, but now you should be able to tell me the end of that statement. Once you get peace with every situation that you go through, not only will you be able to bring peace to someone else, you'll be able to bring lemonade to